With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump's presidential library will be receiving $15 million from ABC News. The money comes from the settlement of a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll. As the settlement was being announced, Mr. Trump gathered with allies at the Army-Navy football game. He took in one of the most storied rivalries in college sports, while spotlighting his emerging national security team. Also on SRNews.com, President Biden says the recipients of his recent pardons and commutations have shown successful rehabilitation.
When he announced commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people and the pardoning of 39 others, the president said the individuals are committed to making their communities safer. Recipients include a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth, and a decorated military veteran and pilot who spends much of his time helping his fellow church members who are in poor health. But not everyone was pleased by the president's decisions. A Republican state senator said a commutation for a woman who stole $54 million from a small town in Illinois was a slap in the face to residents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the ouster of Bashar al-Assad in Syria this week is good news for Israel.
Hezbollah withers on the vine. That's what happens. Hezbollah can't be resupplied from Iran anymore via Syria. The Shiite arc that extended, the crescent that extended from Tehran to the Mediterranean has just collapsed.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Ukrainian drone strikes on southern Russia have killed a 9-year-old boy and set fire to a major oil terminal. This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Guay will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association, despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guay, who's a Christian, wrote, quote, "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there needs to be a coordinated effort to help create a new Syrian government.
We can't underestimate the challenges of this moment and in the weeks and months ahead. The Syrian population has been traumatized by decades of repression. Throughout its rule, the Assad regime stoked tensions among ethnic and religious lines to divide the Syrian people. After more than a decade of conflict and many decades of corruption, humanitarian needs of the people are massive.
Blinken says American officials have been in direct contact with the Syrian rebel group that spearheaded the overthrow of President Bashar Assad's government. And officials say roughly 70,000 gallons of oil from a pipeline spilled into the ground in Wisconsin. The problem was discovered November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge Energy technician. More details at SRNews.com.